So MMSD, when I first came to work here in Franklin, I discussed the policy with them, and at the time I could not use their funds to do a similar policy because they had some restrictions on their PPII funds that you can only have, I think it was up to 20% of the dollars they wanted to actually spend on researching. They wanted 80% to actually go fix things. So if you notice, I on the action sheet G20, we accumulate roughly $200,000 to $250,000 per year. We are struggling to figure out how to spend that. We currently have $1.1 million earmarked. We are trying to work on some things. We did the Ross and Holmes stormwater project last year. We are working on the St. Martin's lift station. Just to illustrate, does Franklin have an INI problem? I can show you data where our St. Martin's lift station has roughly 500,000 gallons a day in dry weather flow. And during some wet weather flows this year, we were up at 3 million gallons. So that's a factor of 6. In theory, your sanitary sewer should not see any increase in flow during a rain event. But somehow rain is getting into our system. We do have Brown and Caldwell working on some projects to do some PPII projects like we did in the Ross and Holmes area. We did 3 projects way back in the day. But we're really struggling to figure out how to spend this $1.1 million. MMSD has recently changed their rules on how they would allow this. So they would allow more than 20% to do investigative work. What I would like to do is be able to take this money and develop some sort of policy tailored to Franklin and how we want to work it, but we would pay for an inspector free of charge to go into homes and to find things and to somehow be the nice guy in allowing people time to fix it when it's convenient for them and affordable for them. So before I go to MMSD and try to work on a policy, something akin to this, I guess I'd like to ask you if you would like to maybe ask you if you would support some sort of a policy like this for Franklin. Obviously, we might have some sort of committee to get together to talk about, you know, what will and won't work here with Wisconsin statutes, with Franklin rules, with the MMSD regulations that we have to work around. But it would be a good way to spend this money that we have earmarked for our use to help the residents of Franklin and help the sewage in Franklin. At the MMSD, the TAP meetings that I regularly attend, technical assistance team, I think is what it stands for, TAT, they have had discussions that in the future, the sewer rates could be dependent upon your peak flows. So, for example, if you don't show any increase in flows during a wet weather event, you would have the very lowest sewage rates around. For areas that have very leaky sewers and high peak flows, they would charge you accordingly because your sewage is actually taking up more of the tunnel system. So it is behooving on Franklin to really grab this, wrestle it by the horns, and bring it to a manageable system. And I believe this is a good way to spend money, but I'd like to know if you would be supportive of development of a policy tailored to Franklin.
Let's do Alderman Nelson, then I want to hear from Becky Speck. Becky, you have anything you want to chime in with?
Thank you. I do have a couple additional pieces of information that I'd like to share. As part of the PPII policy, would require that some of these funds actually still be put towards implementing improvements. And on Glenn's program, there are options that we can look at to possibly funding directly to residents. This is options that we can discuss and look into further. We at MMSD are also looking at implementing a program that is somewhat similar to Glenn's proposed program on a much smaller scale for the whole county. But it only is going to have $1 million worth of funding that is available for countywide at this time. So Glenn's proposed program is a really great opportunity to get into the homes and get INI removed, because a lot of municipalities have concerns about doing work within the home, and this is a great opportunity to get in there and have the residents be more of an active participant.
Alderman Nelson.
Okay, let's maybe touch on that topic right there, getting into the homes. So you mentioned earlier that, let's say a resident doesn't wish to have the city in their house, and you had mentioned that the police would come along. I mean, are we talking a warrant? Well, hold on a minute.
Okay.
Because this is going down a very dangerous path that I definitely will not support in any way, shape, or form, having the police enter in someone's home on a civil issue.
So, yeah, let's let me correct. So there are communities across the country that things got so bad, their state EPA required them to go to those extremes. We are nowhere near that. And I didn't want Greencastle to go to that level again.
So hey, that, back up.
Okay.
We're not doing that.
No, we're not. No, we're not. I'm trying to develop a Franklin.
John, I just want, we're not doing that.
No.
Let me say that again. We're not doing that. Glenn?
Correct. We're not going
we're
anywhere near there. We're trying to do this in such a friendly way, and so it would not be anywhere near that. So.
We're not doing
that. Correct.
Kristen, say we're not doing that.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
We're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
But Johnston's got the floor.
I thought he was done.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm.
I guess with all the things you have on your plate, how much time do you think you have to spend on getting this together? Because you have an awful lot of projects. And Marquette Avenue, Marquette.
Okay.
And as many times as you heard me say College Avenue, before this comes back, you're going to probably hear Marquette Avenue. And maybe I'll just shorten it up to MA. But I'm really supportive of your idea and project. I just don't want the Trails Project, the Putes Road, and the projects that we all up here are really working on hard. And really, I would like to see you put some effort on the Marquette and just get that done. So if you can do that, you have my full support.
Your show. What's up? Your show.
My show. So I do have staff in the work in the utility department who would probably do a lion's share of some of this. There would be some meeting times. We fit it in. I mean, I had, I don't know, 8 council actions for tonight, so we juggle routinely projects.
I just want, when you prioritize, which one surfaces to the top? That's my thought here. So, and I know the mayor always has a role in that, but I think the council has made a couple directions on this.
May I offer that if it weren't a Greencastle kind of policy, we'd have to spend some other kind of time to figure out how else to spend this money.
And what about developers that can use this for business roofs? Is there that available for assisting?
So again, I haven't started developing how it would actually work in Franklin. That would be part of this committee. Would businesses be eligible? I don't see why not, but we would make that as a decision. I don't know what MMSD's rules might be, but we'd have to look at all that.
I know MMSD already has PPI for businesses to apply for. I don't know how that fits into the city's actual pot, but I know there are grants for developers for that.
Those are all good questions that we would have to flesh out.
Okay.
If I could speak to that a little bit, we don't necessarily have direct PPI I funds for businesses. We have lots of other different sources of funding for green infrastructure, but these funds should be worked more towards residential properties.
Thank you.
Let's do it this way. Is there anybody with a violent objection to this?
Only if Marquette is a priority above it, I have no violent objection.
Believe me, I got that. So,
should I say it again?
This is not going to be a top priority. at any rate, we got other things to do. But so since there's no violent objection, and Glenn's got, there's more work to be done on this before he can bring something to us to say yes or no. So, Glenn, you got the sense that, yeah, let's start down the path.
I'll start negotiations with him and Misty.
But it's not front burner. Okay. Anybody else got anything for Glenn on this one? Dan, I would urge you, Alderman Mayer, and then Alderman Barber. St. Martin's is going to be a prime target, so I would urge you to be a part of this. That was just a comment. Alderman Barber.
How does the public get educated on this? I mean, is that going to take a lot of effort to win them over as to why they would go ahead and do this or why there's a need for this? I mean, how does that all fit into this in terms of funding and everything else?
So what I provide in your packet is a 28-page document. It's really kind of a flyer. It was meant to be easy to read for anybody to pick up. If you're not mechanically inclined, you could read through it and understand exactly what we're trying to do and make the repairs yourself if it didn't require a plumbing permit. I had DePauw University help me put together a video that we played on our public access channel. We can have discussions. I would suspect that in Franklin, because we're going to actually have plumbers go do the inspections, the plumbers are really the only ones we have to educate, and they would you know, they would explain to the people what's wrong. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I just see that as a major piece.
I think you're right. Alderman Mayer, you had a question?
Yes, I did. Before you pointed out the obvious to me, thank you for that. But anyway, I'd like 10 grand for this. I think the initiative is very good. I think you did a great job. I do concur. I think there's other things that might be priorities, but it's another great thing to work on and work toward. I commend him for coming up with the idea and bringing the initiative forward.
Okay. All right. All right, with that, we'll move forward. We're going to wait for Sandy to get here, but before that happens, let's move on to vouchers and payroll, item I, page 381. And let's do this slow because I got to take notes as well as read. So here we go. Is there a motion approving the city vouchers on any date of August 1st, 2020? The amount of $3,355,591.45 and payroll dated July 31st, 2020 in the amount of $450,597.82 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $441,089.81 plus city matching payments. An estimated payroll for August 1st estimated at $395,000 in payments of the various payroll deductions estimated at $217,000 and payments of the city matching payments and approval to release tax transfers to American Deposit Management in the amount of $9 million.
So moved.
Second.
Hold on. What did I miss?
Staff has reviewed check number 179310 to Wanasek Corporation and finds that the $41,697.28 check was approved without appropriations and would respectfully request that that item be excluded from the approval this evening.
You're going to do that to me, aren't you?
I'm sorry, but the council asks that I watch and only pay items that are appropriated, and this is an item that came to my attention that didn't belong there.
Okay, what check number?
179310 to the Wanasek Corporation for $41,697.28.
Mayor?
Hold on.
All
right. I got limited bandwidth, as you know.
Well, this is just for Paul, I guess.
It's on page 17 of 23 of the list of vouchers.
And that brings the vouchers to what? Can you give that to me? $3 million.
The math works out to whatever the math works out to.
All right. So accounting will correct the math off of the $3,300,000, and it'd be whatever it is.
Correct.
Okay, and DeAndre made the motion, and who seconded it?
I did.
Barbara. Okay, Madam Clerk.
I mean, I just want...
I'm sorry, I'll have a...
Paul, what account was that charged for? What was the project?
It was charged to the 68th Street Hill Mitigation Project.
Thank you.
So one more question.
Alderman Mayor.
$41,000 is not a small amount. What happens to that amount? Somebody still needs to be paid something for something.
Mr. Mayor, the finance staff has made inquiries of the two departments which approved the payment, asking for further information as to what appropriation, and still waiting on answers on those questions.
Thank you.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Madam Clerk, when you get your stuff together.
Is it amended to
the... Yes. The motion has been amended. Correct, Alderman Dandrea?
Yes.
Yes.
And Alderman Barber.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye. Six ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. Motion carries. We move back to H1 licenses. Alderman Nelson.
Okay, a few things tonight at licensing. Number one, Courtney Day, our health director officer, joined us to give insight, direction, and perhaps guidelines for future businesses that want to have events. So with that said, there's a few things that I would ask Madam Clerk. There was starting with Romy's Swiss Landmark. Well, not Swiss, they didn't show, but Romy's Landmark. Some of these areas didn't have, these businesses didn't have any sort of response back to the questions, and some said they didn't receive the questions, specifically Landmark. So if staff could check on the email and the one on the Landmark folder, I wrote on the email that should be used.
Madam Clerk.
Before you get into the actual motion of what you're approving, and I just want to address, Landmark just came in last Friday and applied.
Okay.
So normally departments are given about a month to review and submit their questions. Departments have really been kind of doing a one-day turnaround, probably because they're all very similar at this point. But we did not, I mean, we were just getting them in, so we did not get a chance to send Landmarkers, and figured that that would occur at the license committee meeting, and she could address it at that point. So we'll make sure if, and I don't know what your motion's going to be, but you know, if it's going to continue, we'll make sure she does get a copy of all of that.
Okay, thank you. Starting with number one, Country Lanes Bowling, they've got a change of ownership, so we recommend approval pending verification of payment and a background check. The new owners came in tonight with the current owner. Number two, Romy's, Mr. Fabry withdrew for now. He withdrew. Swiss Street, no show. Landmark, hold for 2 weeks. The email's in there if they can just be emailed. Some things. St. Paul's, we had nothing on. Did they withdraw? Official?
Yes.
Okay. Going down to Borger, that was a no-show for the fourth time, I believe. So we are still going to probably hold for one more appearance. Evans, again, that was a no-show. Miller, approve of the letter. Solstice, approve. Was that with a letter? Just regular approval? Thank you. Cook, Dresdo, and Ebert, approved. Hanstein is hold for appearance. Approve on Helm, approve on Howell. Lehman, hold for appearance. Planton, approve with a letter. Rodriguez, hold for appearance. Ivana, approve. Carly Thompson should be, not Thomason, it should be Thompson. T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, needs a notary seal.
And is it approved?
Approved, needs a notary seal.
Mr. City Attorney.
Does no-show mean that it's held till the next meeting?
Yes, we're going to hold one more meeting on that.
Well, you said Evans. No-show a number of times. Does that mean it's held over to the next meeting?
Yes.
Well,
hold for appearance.
We have been holding for appearance on Borger. This will be the fourth time, and then we'll have to decide after next meeting what we're going to do. And then Evans was a no-show. I don't believe we had a count on that, but we'd like one more time for hold for appearance.
So the answer
so every
yes.
time you said no-show,
okay.
you intend that to also mean hold for appearance.
For this next meeting, yes. I'm going to go with yes for this next one, but then we're going to make a determination on some of these that have been no-shows. Okay? Anything else?
Could you just repeat your action on, or your recommendation on Shannon Miller and Joseph Solstice?
Shannon Miller was approved with a letter, and Solstice was a straight approval.
And I would go get the folders, but we still have 2 weeks because they do have provisional licenses, but I believe that Destiny Evans and Borger might have appeared last year and had no additional charges since they appeared and received a warning letter. But without running and getting the folder, we'll put them on hold for 2 weeks. But that might be the there were notes on the file, so I'll just double check them and we'll make sure that they're on next week.
Thank you. That's my motion.
I don't know.
Mayor, in the beginning, you said we shouldn't really be having any events, and I think the licensing committee needs some real direction from the health department before our next meeting on how you would like us to handle those, because, you know, we get in there and then we get people are like, oh, but we're going to do this and we're going to do that, and then tonight we had some, well, oh, we're an establishment where no one wears masks and that we just, whatever's comfortable, and, you know, so we need some better policies so we can make uniform decisions. Thank you.
Well, that was me ranting. That was...
And I'm okay with that, yeah. Just if we can just kind of put something down on which direction you want us to go, or we decide to go as a council, or whatever.
Madam Clerk.
So when applicants come in for special events or temporary events, we do send them, depending on what they're looking for and what if departments are affected by it, whether it's planning or sometimes there are uses that are restricted, but we do send them to the health department and we do advise them that, well, the council hasn't approved anything in the past for the last 3 months. So we do give them a heads up on that.
That's good to know.
But we will, I will pass that along to the health officer that, you know, if we can have some uniform, maybe a handout mm-hmm. at the current time that tells them these are the steps you have to follow, and if you aren't going to, then along with your application, submit any kind of alterations to it.
Thank you.
Alderman Nelson.
Yes, and Courtney did attend our meeting tonight, and she did. We did request that, and she said she would prepare something. So we are all on the same page.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Who seconded that motion? Who seconded that motion?
I did.
Thank you, sir. You've been here the whole meeting watching this escapade. And we're done. Did we miss something? Okay, good.
We're not done.
I know. We're going into closed session now, so I just wanted to make sure that you weren't waiting for something and, you know. Okay. We're going to G21 on page 323. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19.85(b) for market competition and bargaining reasons to deliberate and consider terms relating to a tax incremental district number 8 development agreement between the City of Franklin, JHB Properties LLC, and ZS Enterprises LLC Industrial Spec Buildings Mixed-Use Development, and a development agreement for JHB Properties LLC and ZS Enterprises LLC Industrial Spec Buildings Mixed-Use Development, public improvements, and the investing of public funds and governmental actions in relation thereto, and to affect such development, including the terms and provisions of the development agreements for the development of property located on the south side of West Elm Road in the approximate 3,500 block area where West Elm Road to be extended to the west, consisting of approximately 79.79 acres, and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate. Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye. We are in closed session. Who is on the telephone? Who is on the telephone?
I am.
Is anyone else on the telephone? It is 10:20 p.m. We are back in open session. Is Mr. City Attorney, is there a motion in regards to this matter?
Suggest a motion to put this matter over to the next regular Common Council meeting.
Second.
Wilhelm and Hanneman. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
No.
Second.
Barber, Wilhelm. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.